This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail. Till Tim and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor, saying you. We out here. Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, episode 62, coming at you live and direct, the wrap-up show, man. And we call it the wrap-up show because we're wrapping it up. We got mini Nats, we got Forbidden Fantasy, we talked a little bit about it, but first we got Miggity Mike, the mayor, in the house. What's going down, Mike?
ODB, what's going on, brother? So glad to be here, Airhead Nation. Man, I tell you what, I'm feeling really, really, really good tonight. Because I tell you what, Jay, went out to Mini Nats this past weekend with my boy Daniel Smith from Smithworks, my road dog. And yeah, he fell asleep on me. I don't know how many damn times going through his damn mouth. 1 minute it's raining, 1 minute it's foggy. I can't see out there. I can't see, you know, 2 feet in front of me.
You're getting old.
I'm going up the mountain, 100 miles per hour, down the mountain, semi-trucks blowing me off the road. Dude, it was insane. But I tell you what, it was well worth it because the show definitely delivered, man. It was awesome. Had a great time. And, you know, we'll have Jason on. That's Jason Bell. And, dude, it just had that old-school mini truck feel. There were so many of the old-school mini trucks there and got to meet a bunch of these old guys. And I say old because I'm getting old. So it's good to say, you know, old and somebody actually be older than me.
Yeah.
But it was great, dude. Had an awesome time. The city was, you know, welcomed everybody with open arms. We didn't have idiots out there destroying shit. It was a damn good time, man. So I definitely look forward to having Jason on and, you know, just going over the whole show.
I mean, you know it, man. And we're going to talk a couple more minutes here about Mini Nats. And then we'll roll into, as Mike mentioned, Jason Bell. His piece, he's the show promoter. But Mike, we're also going to have the homie Brian Good on from Forbidden Fantasy. So again, we've got that inside exclusive that we not only talk about the shows, but we can get the show promoters on. It's a great feeling. But Mike, last night was Fast and Loud, episode 1 of 2 for the season finale. So I guess it was the pre-season finale. And it was the long-awaited, much-anticipated. You had Crew Cut on there, hashtag Crew Cut with 2 Ks, Crew, and then Cut, K-U-T. Man, you check it out. We've got a lot of those photos posted when it was West Side, when it was Crew Cut. But again, it aired last night on April 30th. We're going to have the homies from Hydroholics, I mentioned this recently, on episode 63 to talk about their contributions. To the build. So I think really at the end of the day, you're going to get a chance to hear about what Hydroholics is and again, how they contributed to this really, really, really awesome truck. You know, I think what's awesome, Gas Monkey is doing the truck right with the whole Fast and Loud show. And we're really looking forward to that episode 2. But late next week, we'll have that episode 63 with the homies from Hydroholics.
That's what I'm looking forward to. And to me, regardless what was said, because there was a few things on there that was said that I really didn't agree with. But, dude, the truck's like 20 years old, okay? So, yes, it's not up to date. And, you know, and the whole, you know, so like I said, I'm not going to go into the details. But there were some things that I was like, they probably could have left that out. But, you know, do what you're going to do to the truck. Just redo it. We know that. You got to say what you got to say for TV and all that crap. But it was just good to see it on there and having that platform. And that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, and Mike Coy, who he's on Instagram as well. I tagged him in one of the posts because if you type in Gas Monkey, it'll kind of come up with some of the key players that work there. He's a great painter. He's been around a long time, and he said it best with the paint. Hey, man, this paint, look at all the work and the time that's put into it. Let's just, you know, kind of clear or clean up some of the stuff, and, you know, we'll kind of go from there. So, you know, they know what they have, and they've done the truck right. We've seen the photos from some of the pre-shoots and whatnot, but it's going to be really good. Now, Mike, we do have a lot of scene updates to talk about, but first, let's go ahead and bring on Jason Bell. We're going to talk about mini Nats. Mike's going to get him on the horn now. He's carved out a few minutes, and we'll get an opportunity for you guys, Airhead Nation, to hear Jason Bell from Mini Truck and Nats. Yo, yo, it's ODB, and before you hear from Jason Bell, want to make sure that you go to hammeredweekendwear.com. That's H-A-M-M-E-R-D, weekendwear.com. Hover over shop, click on tees, and make sure you order the new May the 4th shirt be with you. Today is May the 4th, and exclusively on hammeredweekendwear.com, Ron is dropping the new shirt with NR Carl's S10 on the back. Super sick artwork. Make sure when you order, you put in the notes OLP, and you'll receive a free koozie. Shout out to Hammered Weekend Wear. That's hammeredweekendwear.com. Enter OLP in the notes. We appreciate y'all. Thanks for the support. So, Mike, you know, again, thanks for going up to Mini Truck and Nats. It was a great show. I loved all the photos that you posted. And you had an opportunity to slap hands with Jason Bell. So really what I want to tell everyone is if you go on Instagram and type in Mini Truckin' Nats all together, you're going to see Southeast Mini Truckin' Nats, that main handle, if you will. It was the 24th annual Southeast Mini Truckin' Nats, and that was the 27th through the 29th up in Maggie Valley, North Carolina. What's going on, Jason?
Not much. How are y'all doing?
Very good, man. Thanks for carving out some time. Mike, how epic was it? And tell us a little bit about meeting Jason.
Well, first of all, this was my first time going to Mini Nats, and this was my first time actually in Maggie Valley. And we go shows all over the time, all over the place, Jay, all over the United States. I mean, we've been to Vegas this year already. We've been to Texas already this year. And I tell you what, I loved Mini Nats. Number one, as soon as you walk through the gate, Jason's right there and just there, and he is like just hands wide open, just introducing himself to everybody and talking to everybody and you know, just welcoming everybody. So it was definitely welcoming as soon as you walk through the gate. I don't know if that was on purpose, Jay, but Jason, you were right there, and I felt welcome as soon as I walked through the gate.
Saw the mayor walking down through there. I had to go out and meet you.
I like that. So can you just give a brief, I know, you know, you're kind of juggling a few things tonight, but can you give us just a brief, or the Airhead Nation, a brief update on kind of the show, like how you got involved, and, you know, just have you been with it since the beginning is kind of the question I had.
Well, this is the show that got me started in the mini trucking back when it was in Pigeon Forge. And I guess once it got kicked out of Pigeon Forge, it moved to Maggie Valley. A guy that I went to school with actually ended up buying the rights to it from Charlie Cobble, and his Dustin Ford. He put it on for about, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years. And then he was wanting to get out of it. It was to the point where he had had enough. So me and my wife bought it, and that was 4 years ago. So we've just been doing it for the last 4 years, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Dude.
I want to keep it alive.
Yeah, I think you're doing a great job. I loved all the rolling shots of the vehicles, and they, it seems like the town there where you're having it, they, you know, I'm sure that they have a good amount of like hot rod type shows and stuff, so they kind of understand the culture. They understand that it's bringing a lot of revenue to that area, I would imagine.
Yes, sir. All the locals are very welcoming. They love it when we come into town, and they love the whole weekend. They don't even want to see us go.
Yeah, Jay, that's one thing that I definitely noticed going to the different restaurants, you know, there in Maggie Valley, is those guys definitely wanted us there, and they definitely appreciate us being there because, just like the lady said down there at the sports bar, I believe it was Legend Sports Bar, she's like, this is one of my favorite events that comes to this town.
Nice.
And so that was really cool to hear, you know, and that to me, it's really awesome when a whole town. Well, I mean, Jay, you should have seen it Saturday night. I believe it was around 7 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. You just watched everybody just taking their lawn chairs and go setting up down there by the street, and everybody's anticipating the dragon and the driving and the cruising up and down, you know, the streets out there. And it was really cool to see. It reminded me of Greenville Show Fest, you know, back in the day when it was in Greenville. And that's what it reminded me of, because I ain't going to lie, I never went to Mini Nats when it was in Pigeon Forge. So I didn't have the opportunity to go. So that's what it reminded me of. And it was awesome. It definitely had that old time mini truck show feel. And, you know, just like Jason has said, you know, he was there at the front gate when I went through. But not only him, but, you know, your staff, Jay, and they did a killer job. They did a great job. They were on top of everything. And I mean, is it club members? Is it family? Tell us a little bit about your staff.
Most of it is just family and friends and people that I grew up with.
Boom.
Not even really into the mini trucking scene, but they're all starting to get into it now.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that was a good question, Mike, because we've seen that with a lot of shows that we've been to. And that's a great feeling. You mentioned Greenville. I loved Greenville, went many years with the homies. And I thought the same thing when I saw the videos that you were posting. You kind of had that vibe of, boom, bring out the chair, see some cool trucks cruising. And I think having the family and friends pitch in, it makes things a lot easier, huh, Jay?
Yes, sir. They love it. And my mom and dad, they help us out quite a bit. They keep our kids while we're there. And my dad helps me out with the judging and getting everything lined up. But we've just got a good group of friends that help us out with it.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't realize that, you know, you had taken this over. So I just want to say, hey, congrats, and thanks for trying to keep it alive. You know, we always say the scene of ours, you know, a little spin off the mob when they go, this thing of ours. But really, it's folks like you, Jay, that have a passion for it. I know Mike and I do. A lot of the homies, the Airhead Nation, we do as well. And for someone like you to step up to the plate, hit that home run, you keep it going. It's not easy. We get it. But congrats, man. Keep doing it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
So, Jay, with that being said, tell us a little bit about your trophies, your vendors, your sponsors. You know, tell us a little bit more about the show.
Well, we have, I don't know, we had 23 vendors this year. That's the most we've ever had. And Josh Welch, he cuts all the trophies and then powder coats them. Kent Williams did the graphic work on them, got the sublimation on it. And then we have Drop 'Em Where does the event T-shirts. We have Thorbeck selling air ride parts over in the corner with the huge circus tent. We have Elusive Hot Rod Magnet Sparkle Detail there with his girls cleaning up the trucks all weekend. So we have quite a bit going on.
Oh, no, you definitely had quite a bit going on, that's for sure. And the one thing that really shocked me, you know, was, I mean, I heard that this was going to be a great turnout. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. And here I was worried for you, because I thought y'all were going to run out of room, but y'all got them all packed in there. And I tell you what, next year, 25 years next year, I hope you're ready, because, man, you had such a killer show this year. The vibe on social media was so damn good and so positive. I think we might be having to stretch that out there and go out there in that that parking lot and bring them out to the parking lot.
They're going to have to park a lot tighter, I know that.
Well,
I
tell you what, Jay's a smart man. I'm looking on Facebook about 5 hours ago. He gave a big shout out to the wife, Sarah, and the kids for kind of putting up with him and, of course, giving all the support. I see you got a really cool wagon. Looks like you got a beautiful family, man. And I'm sure that that's that's a good feeling to you know, have a good foundation there around you.
Yes, sir. Couldn't do it without them.
Hells
so,
yeah.
Hey, Jay, one last thing. You got us a couple, you know, throw some numbers at us, because, you know, everybody's always wanting to know numbers. And then, you know, talk a little bit about the best of show winners and whatnot.
Well, the best of show was Philip Sheet. He had a blue and silver C10. I'm not real sure what year it was. That's a beautiful truck. It looks like it's brand new, just rolled off the showroom. And then with Greg Miller, he got best car.
Nice.
We all know that 55, there's nothing can touch it.
Yep.
Best truck, Tim Morris with the D50.
Yep.
Yep.
The best SUV was the Twisted Metal Blazer.
Yeah, we just had Bob Grant on recently of that fame, and what a West Coast truck that's kind of made its rounds, and it still looked beautiful in the photos I saw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, after how long has it been built? still looks great.
I know, man.
And then we had the look that kills out this year. I think we ended up with 525 registered. So, I mean, we had a crazy year.
That's a darn good turnout. And I tell you, one of my favorite vehicles there, Michael, never guess, it was an burnt orange Ranger by the homie Phil. And what a beautiful truck that looked. Looked right sitting out in front of the Comfort Inn. Mike got a great shot of it, and I think that truck is one of the most timeless out there.
Hey, I tell you what, yep, exactly. That's what I was just about to say. I think he was probably the first one there.
I think he beat me into town.
Nice.
Hey, I tell you what, you can have that Ranger, Jay. I'll take Mr. Nathan Coker's Ranger, because I tell you what, that thing is beautiful.
Well,
I tried to buy it Saturday morning. That ain't happening.
Well, Phil's homie, and I always forget his Instagram name because, I mean, listen, I know a lot of Instagram names, but I can't remember them all, but I'm looking right now. The homie.
I know you're probably talking about Cliff Summers.
Well, yeah, Cliff, the homie there. I slapped hands with him before, but the homie with the green crew cab Nissan, it's something like NC Green Card. That thing is amazing.
Yep.
Steve Hansen.
Yeah.
I think is he one of the Hansen boys from the band? No, just kidding. But seriously, no, he's a good dude. He's on Instagram. I found it, of course. It's NCGRN Card, NC Green Card altogether. But Jay, I know that you've got a lot going on, kind of juggling the family and stuff. I wanted to ask, you know, before I ask Mike if he had any other questions. Was there anything else that you wanted to share with the Airhead Nation? I know I'll be up there next year, but anything else that you wanted to share, man, since we've taken up a few minutes of your time?
Nah, man, I just appreciate everybody coming out and everybody supporting us. And hopefully the 25th year, we're going to blow it out of there.
Yeah, man, dude, sick.
Well, Jay, with that being said, talking about the 25th year, you got some dates for us?
Yes, sir. It's April 26th, 27th, and 28th. We actually booked it before we left town.
There you go. There you go, Airhead Nation. You heard it first. And I better make sure I hear and see all you guys there next year supporting 25 years of Mini Truck Nats.
Yeah, for sure. And when for the event page, are those dates already out there? Or because I always tell people, look, pick up your phone, use Siri, use Google Assistant, and say, hey, remind me, you know, schedule this in my calendar, so on and so forth. But are those dates already on the Facebook page?
I think they are. I will make sure they are by the end of tonight, though.
Yeah,
I'll get them out there.
Yeah, we got a couple days, so that's great. You know, people can go out there and click that they're going. And like I always tell show promoters, hey, we can have you on a week before. We can have you on a month before. But really what it takes is getting out there like Mike did and really kind of the feel, the atmosphere. And that's what's going to drive me there next year as well as a lot of other people. So we've got your back, Jay. If there's anything you need from our lifestyle of the podcast, you let us know. And, man, we're going to make it happen. But, hey, you're doing the work and your friends and family, so congratulations to you, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you all for your support.
You be good now, and keep in touch, brother.
All right, y'all take it easy.
Peace. Thanks, Jay.
All right, see
you. So, Mike, you know, one of the things that we constantly do with the podcast is we love to try things a little different, and oftentimes we kind of bake the interviews in towards the end, and you and I, we teamed up and we said, you know, let's try to work this a little different, and that's what we did. You know, this has been one clean, full cut. You know, we haven't cut away, if you will, like the magicians do, the masked magicians. You know, we're not doing that. You know, we've got a clean cut so far, and you know, we're gonna you know, keep going. But sounds like it was great. And you know, before we move on to the next topic, I did want to just kind of see, you know, as far as the show goes, Mike. I know, like the trip there, a little bit of the mountains. A little bit of, you know, the rain, the fog, and everything you said, but on a scale of 1 to 10, with the old school vibe, and you know, the couple day event that it was, you know, not a 1 day show, the mountains, you know, the atmosphere, all that. I mean, what would you give this show in the grand scheme of things?
Well, Jay, I, you know, I hate being put on the spot like that, man. Because I mean, if I don't give them a 10, I'm a dick, right? I mean, come on.
So you're going for 11?
I don't give the guy a 10, but you know what? It's a 10. I give it a 10.
Yeah, it's like the slam dunk contest. Sometimes you look around and you go, yeah. No, but seriously, man, it was a slam dunk, man.
Dude, it was awesome. It really was. It was a really good time. It was, like I said, that whole throwback, man. It was the town, the way the town just welcomed you as you were there. I mean, we'd go to the grocery store, not the grocery store, I'm sorry, the convenience store. You know, you got mom and pop cooking breakfast right across the street at this restaurant we went to. You know, me and Daniel went to Friday morning and Saturday morning. We went there all 3 days we were there. It was great. And it was such a great feel. And then the guys got to meet a bunch of the old school guys while we were there. I mean, like, you know, Rich and Beth were there from All Time Low Magazine. Nathan Coker, finally got to meet Nathan. And Adam Johnson, man, this guy, Adam Johnson, he shoots for Rich and Beth with All Time Low Magazine. And he introduced me to, I mean, Ronnie Cupp. You know, he's got his Toyota, 90 Toyota pickup truck called Radical Toy. You know, it was on the cover of Mini Truckin' Magazine back in 2002. Steven Robinson with his Chop Top Mazda. I mean, shoot, I got to see Jeff Giles, our buddy Jeff Giles from RA, and the rest of the RA guys. Like, you know, he had mentioned Phil, you know, with his C10 that won Best of Show truck. Never met those guys before, and his buddy Benji and Jonathan, all those guys from RA. We had a good time Saturday night. And, of course, our boy Dave with his C10, the big old blowout motor. I mean, come on, man. We had an awesome time. Phil Fowler was there. You know, our boy Cliff Summers, man. I mean, it was just a whole bunch of people were there. Don't get to see all the time. You know, Randy Johnson with, you know, he's got every freaking clothing line you could think of, you know, lowrider, or mini truck scene, you know, full truck scene.
Risk Without Regret podcast. I mean, this guy's got his hands in everything.
Dude, he's doing it all, brother. And, of course, you know, you can't forget Drop 'Em Where. You know, our boy CEO Chad and, of course, John and, you know, Tara and Harvey with Driven and can't forget, I got to slap hands with Matt Winter and his wife Stephanie, a Winter Fab, and Winter Fab made me up some new 2018 Flamingo metal plaques that I'll be giving away. And so mad shout outs to Matt and Stephanie there at Winter Fab for the metal signs for Slamfest. So, dude, Jay, it was a great time all in all. And I know I probably forgot some names of people that I talked to while I was there. I mean, I can't forget our boy drove all the way from Miami, you know, Chris Caffey. And my man is popping out pictures left and right, and more to come with that guy, because I think we're going to have to team up with our boy and have him help us out. So, Jay, I recommend this show to everybody. It's got that old school feel, and I loved it, man. I couldn't get enough of it. That's for damn sure. The weather was absolutely beautiful. They say all it does is rain at Mini Nats. Well, guess what? It was freaking beautiful all weekend long.
Hells yeah. And I always want to give credit where credit's due. You do the same thing with me. Congrats, congrats, congrats. Thank you for posting all the photos, all the videos. I won't even tell how many, you know, it hasn't even been a week since the show. The amount of impressions that we have already, it just goes to show you, you just rattled off a ton of names and you said, hey, I'm sorry if I forget any. I don't know how you do it. You're a show promoter. You can remember a lot of that. I remember the Instagram names, but in all seriousness, you did great. And that's what it is. It's 10 toes down. Mike, I know you and I, we talk about this. We can't hit every show. I wish I had an unlimited budget. I wish I didn't like Lincoln's. I wish I didn't like rap music. You know, there's a lot of hobbies that we have, but this one is like our biggest hobby. So we do our best, and the old school mini truckers will know this. The old days, you'd go to one show 1 year, and then the next year you were like, man, I want to go to the RA event. Or the next year it was like, hey, I want to go to Forbidden. And it's one thing if I could say, yeah, I'm going to go to every show every year. I'll just quit my job. And then you guys can just like start paying like, you know, maybe, I don't know, 10 bucks a podcast. Nah, just kidding. But seriously, we don't have that unlimited budget, Mike. And I know, you know, sometimes show promoters, they, you know, these guys, it's a competition. You know, you're trying to get, you know, the top dogs there. You know, you're trying to get the numbers and this and that. But Mike, I mean, you're a show promoter and this is kind of off the cuff. I truly feel that if you've got a good show, you've got a good flyer, you've got a good following, you've got a good intent, you're going to have the good that's going to come out of it is you're going to have a successful show. And if you have a successful show, you build on that the next year. It's not cutthroat, you know, it's like you advertise, you do your thing, and then boom, the magic happens again. But you know, I just know that there seems like there's always tension between, you know, guys that are vying for, hey, are you coming to my show? Are you doing this? Are you doing this? And I'll tell you what, the more I get asked if I'm going to a show, the less I want to go. Because, you know, my wife doesn't even badger me that bad. You know, I'll be totally honest. My son doesn't badger me. And for me, it's like if I had a club mate that said, hey, you going? Hey, you going? Hey, you going? Hey, you coming over to my house? You coming over to my house? I finally disconnect and I go, no, I'm not. So that's all I'm saying, Mike.
Hey, Jay, well said, buddy. And with that being said, just remember, this is Jay, ODB, and Mike, the Mayor's podcast. We run our podcast how we want to run our podcast. We don't need anybody to tell us how to do it, when to do it. Enough said.
Yeah, and it's great because what we're going to continue to see, and Mike, you said it best, we're going to have some guests on that you're going to sometimes go, eh, you know, I'm not into, you know, that type of, you know, I'm not into Dr. Dre, or, you know, I don't want to hear Jay talk about Ice Cube, or, you know, I don't like hip hop. Okay, well, cool. We're going to have a chick on. You're like, oh, man, I dig that. So that's the cool thing about podcasting. We've been in a rhythm this year. If you looked at the calendar, I haven't counted the amount of shows, but we just hit, today's May 1st. We're doing our principal audio. May 1st, we've been on 7-10 days, boom, 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 every single time. We've only missed a couple, and I even went on a cruise and came back right, you know, got right back in the catbird seat. The old NASCAR saying. So, Mike, you know, we're going to continue doing what we do. We're going to focus on what we do, and we're going to continue, you know, to see the benefits of show promoters that are like, dude, I want to work with these guys. You know what I mean?
And Jay, with that being said, we have a list of interviews that are already recorded. We have all our shows pretty much for the next, I'd say, 6 to 10 already planned out. And these guests are already in line. So your chance is coming, Bubba. If you didn't get on this time, maybe you'll get on next time. So yeah. just be patient. And just remember, don't tell us how to do our job.
I know, because you know what? I work at a corporate job, and I hear that all day. I'm just like, dude, man. I do this to detox, man. I really do. I love talking trucks. Mike and I do. But, you know, that's enough talking about the podcast. You know, we're almost talking like third person, you know, that type of thing. But really, hey, real deal, Holyfield, we keep the pedal stomped. Mike got tons of compliments at Mini Truckin' Nats on Instagram. He got a lot of feedback from people that are saying, love it, keep doing it. Hey, and Mike, we can produce these, and we can put them out weekly like we've been doing, and we can have an array of guests. And I think what we're going to continue to see, and we've seen the year-over-year numbers continue to increase. So, hey, Airhead Nation, it's because of you guys. Keep listening. We appreciate y'all.
Damn right, Jay.
Yeah, man. So we've got a few more topics. And, you know, Mike, this next one is really with the heavy heart, man. And it's not easy to change pace here. But in late afternoon, I should say, Sunday, I found out about a local mini trucker and a guy that I saw him a year ago this month, May, at Made of Steel, and he was wearing a Ghetto Boys We Can't Be Stopped shirt, and I said, hey, what up? Slapped hands with him, as I always did, and I said, I love the shirt, and he goes, hey, thanks, and, you know, we talked a little bit about mini trucks. You know, he was involved in a transaction where, you know, Phil Fowler was going to buy a truck, and, you know, this person unknowingly bought a white, I think it was Isuzu, real clean mini truck, and then, you know, Phil was like, oh, I didn't realize, you know, he was surprised I even knew who had bought it. And, you know, who I'm talking about is John Mackey. And, you know, John, that name is synonymous with the Tampa Bay area for anybody that's been involved with trucks. You know, there's guys out there, and John used to say it, you know, he's got friends, he's got enemies. There's people that loved him, there's people that didn't understand him. But, you know, regardless, the guy, I knew him about the time I got in the trucks. I was working downtown at GTE. And there was a green S10 extended cab, and I would see this thing, and it was custom painted. I think it had the Billet Specialty Odyssey wheels on it, if I remember correctly. Fell in love with those wheels back in the day. And, you know, John was involved in a single car accident. From the story I saw on ABC Action News and some of the, you know, the different things out there is, you know, he was pronounced dead at the scene. And I know it was in the wee hours on Saturday morning. One of my good friends, his brother-in-law was in an accident back like right around Christmas, and he was on a motorcycle. It was, you know, 3-4 in the morning. It's sad, and all I can tell you guys is, you know, like I talked about after my dad, is, man, you got to slap hands with your friends. You got to do the things you like, because you just never know. And, you know, we don't know what was involved. You know, if someone ran him off the road or there's some other thing, that's irrelevant at this point. But I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to John Mackey. And, you know, he's got a little son. And, you know, it's heart-wrenching that that his family's going through that, man.
Yeah, because tomorrow's never guaranteed, brother. And you never know when your time is to go. So definitely enjoy those. Tell those close to you. You love them, hug them, kiss them. And, you know, just love, man. Love those that love you.
That's it. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is one of the last conversations, because, you know, John and I would talk on Facebook here and there. John had got the Isuzu, and he was in a club before I got into a small club back in the day. It was Collapsed Altitude. A lot of people, I don't think, know that because I never really talked about it. But there was like that short period, and there was some old school mini truckers. But what Mackey had done was he took the glass. I think he took it out, or he took the truck up to Alley Cat. And Mike, you know Alley Cat, and you know he's been around the scene a long time here in Tampa. The guy does some amazing tint work with different logos, and he took one of Mackey had requested, hey, let's take this old school logo from, you know, one of the past clubs, and, you know, he went ahead and did it up. And I don't know, I didn't really talk to John. I don't know if he had sold the truck or what, but he had sent me a photo of it at some point, and it was pretty cool. So, you know, hey, he had a big heart for the scene, and he always talked to Vic and I and said, hey, what are you guys doing? I see you guys and that type of thing. So, you know, to his friends, and like Rich Tung was one of his really good friends. He was a hardcore mini trucker. He passed away years ago from medical challenges. And I think, you know, Mackey is up there with Rich, and they're talking about back half and trucks and, you know, body dropping stuff because the guy loved it. But, you know, if there's anything we can do for the friends or family out there, let us know. And, you know, we'll do it.
Yes, sir.
So, Mike, a few more topics as we kind of transition into a little bit lighter topics. Street Trucks Mag just came today, and basically you've got June 2018 issue. You've got a really cool title of a sick 1970 C10, which is House of Color, True Blue, Pearl. Love the color, love the cover. It's titled Mafia Truck. It's a 7.5, 8-page feature. It was shot by a gentleman, which I don't know him. His name is Patrick Lauder, I believe it is, L-A-U-D-E-R. An amazing truck. So you got this really, really cool truck. It's not even, if I remember correctly, it's not even like laid out, so to speak. You know, it's not a patina truck. It's not laid out. I'm looking at it now. It's just got a six stance, crazy offset wheel. It's something that a hot rodder would build. But it's kind of cool because I tell you, Street Trucks continues to be a thick magazine. Great articles, great editorials, and, you know, looking forward to continuing to see what they put out. And then in addition, right before we recorded this, I posted the 3 or 4 pages of LST coverage. It was shot by John Hansen and Kevin Aguilar. Now, here's something cool, Mike. We know Dave DeCorver. He's a negative camber up in the Panhandle, Florida. Built that Super 6 C30. You saw it at Slamfest. He made it into the coverage, man. And I know I sent him the photo, and I know he's stoked, man.
Yeah, how could you not be?
Yeah, the truck is so good. I mean, it's so nice, and I'm so happy for the guy. He's a quiet, humble guy. I've talked about him before. I've tagged him, but not only did David DeCorver, fellow Floridian, negative camber, you had Hot Rides Mag, boom, they're in the coverage because Bobby Mast's Tahoe was sitting right there in front of the Hot Rides Mag. So Bobby Mast Tahoe, boom, for those scoring at home, you've got Hot Rides, Bobby's, and David's. Then you had two of Jimmy's Rodding Customs. You had the F-350, owned by Jeremy of RA Florida. And then, of course, you had Big John Turner, Big Juice, a.k.a. Big Juicy is what we call him. And he took his truck out. He was on the last episode. He's super stoked. He's in there. Hashtag Topper Gang. So, you know, we had a great showing from Florida. You also had Alan, I'm probably going to butcher his last name. It's Nievas, I think it is, N-I-E-V-A. He has the 8-door F-350. And, Mike, you had Dave's red truck, which you just saw at Mini Truck and Nats. You can't go wrong with that damn thing.
My man, I love that truck, and I can't get enough of that truck. So, absolutely. And that's really nice and all that you talk about, you know, that Street Trucks magazine. But, dude, in my mailbox, when I got home, sitting at my front door, because I don't order just one copy. I order, like, 12 copies.
Yeah, you need them all.
Rich Waterman and Beth Waterman with All Time Low magazine was sitting at my front door when I got back from Mini Nats. And dude, you cannot go wrong. You got Mr. Sean Randall with Vanilla Ice on the cover. And then you cannot forget about every time you order an All Time Low magazine, you get koozies. So I got koozies. And of course, they ask you the question, are you low enough? Hey, Jay, are you low enough?
Dude, I'm low enough because I have the 2018 subscription.
Hell yeah. And Airhead Nation, if you do not have your subscription to All Time Low Magazine, what the hell are you waiting on? Just go to atlmagazine.com and do your deal. Do the damn thing. Dude, we got 50 pages. 50 pages of nothing but features, show coverage. And you know what? It's kind of cool, Jay, because I'm sitting here going through the magazine, just flipping through, and boom, page 14. Oh, wait, is that page 14? Yeah, Jay, it's page 14. OLP, or Lifestyle the Podcast, has got their own ad. And our it's awesome, dude. It looks so damn good. I do have to say, Jay, you did a really good job of laying that out, by the way.
I did, and I'll give credit, as I mentioned before, Beth and Rich kind of tweaked it a little bit. For some reason, the logo that I used from iCandy, I don't know if I dragged and dropped it or I didn't import it right. He sent me a photo, and he goes, it's a little blurred. He goes, hey, I'm going to, you know, I sent it to him, and he goes, oh, I fixed it up. I said, hey, cool, you know. I didn't go to design school, but it is great to work with them. Now, Mike, I thought this was pretty cool. I think they did it on purpose, right? Because just like, you know, Playboy, they put the little Playboy bunny in the cover and you had to find it. I don't know if they still do that. But if you go on Instagram, you got the big homie, Jeremy Smith, the black sheep, though. He pointed out a little fact and he had an eagle eye. Did you happen to pick up on that or see the comment that he made about doing it in the dark 2017?
Yeah, you know, Jay, I wasn't going to complain because this Doing in the Dark show, which, you know, I know a little bit about.
You do?
That Doing in the Dark show was from March. Okay. And, Jay, we're in, what is it, May?
I know. It's quick.
And, Jay, we just got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Count them. 5 pages of show coverage, and we're, what, 3 months later? So I don't care if it says 2017,
16, 15, 14, boom. I know.
Doesn't matter because, and Mr. Black Sheep there, his truck's right there on the front of that damn show coverage.
And he's got the eagle eye.
He definitely knows.
Yep.
So he definitely knows when it was because he just got that truck done. And of course, it was done over at, you know, Jimmy's Rod and Customs, and it looks killer, of course. So I am definitely not complaining what year they put in there. But yeah, Rich screwed up, and he knows it, but that's okay.
But see,
that's okay.
I talked to Rich on the side, and he goes, hey, Jay, he goes, look, man, just like I do at work, I tell my manager, I go, look, I make mistakes on purpose to give you something to coach me on. So Rich, what he's doing, he's trying to see Rich and Beth. They're going, dude, let's see if anybody picks up on it. And I tip my cap to a man, atlmagazine.com. Hey, Mike, even the homie Boss Bolin ordered an issue. He goes, hey, I'm going to go one at a time. One onesie-twosie, no problem. His car's in there from doing it in the dark with the camper. So listen, if Biggity Bolin can do it, anybody can do it. So, you know, definitely tip our cap, All Time Low Magazine.
And, Jay, you can't forget the pull-out poster, okay? I said pull-out.
Yep,
yes,
never
I did.
Pull out the except pull for out- posters.
Exactly. And, of course, the pull-out poster this month is got our man, Sean Randall, with Vanilla Ice. And, dude, beautiful backdrop shot over there at one of our favorite shows.
By
Orange Beach Invasion.
By the homie.
I'm getting to it.
I know.
I'm getting to it.
I know.
I'm getting to it. Mr. Brent Hudgens. Mr. You know, 50 Shades of Laid. So, looks killer. Looks awesome. They did a great job. And, of course, on the back of that poster, we got our Caddy Queen.
And our Caddy Queen. And I do want to point out, I don't know if we said this on the last one, but she's also on the front cover too, technically. So, you know, hey, back cover, front cover, boom. I like it, man. She's got it on both sides.
Dude, this car is badass. Oh, my God. I mean, every detail of this car, she absolutely killed it on this build, and well-deserved. And congrats to her, because she is the actual first car that's ever been put on the cover, back cover of All Time Low Magazine. Well deserved.
Hells yeah. And I just picked up my phone and went to Instagram, and there's her photo talking about she finished off her calf last night. She's always getting that ink. So yeah, I mean, congrats to her. We gave her a lot of love on the last one as well. So great issue. I did want to mention, too, with the Truckin' Mag for page 122, that's the event scene. They have Scraping the Coast listed in there. Of course, June 22nd to the 24th. If you go on Instagram and search Scraping the Coast, you want to click on the handle that is Scraping. It ends with IN, The Coast Show, altogether. Got about 13,000 followers. The last post was 6 days ago. He's got a VW, and he's got a crazy Chevy extended cab that's Biloxi, Mississippi, 2018 underneath it. Now, Mike, that VW, keep me honest here, that looks very familiar. Is that the homie? Is that one of the homies in Florida, do you know?
No, actually it's not. And if you look real close, it tells you exactly where it's from.
On the door.
And, yep, right there on the door, and it still works. Steelworks Garage, and they are actually out of Alabama. So that is a shop there in Alabama. And so it's not
Steelworks Garage altogether on Insta.
Yep.
Boom. And follow like just said, like that.
There you go. And it's a badass car. And that's a badass shirt. Props to good old Fuel Market, because they killed it on that one too. And with that being said, talking about that shirt, right now, if you go on to the event page for Scraping the Coast, he's having this contest. It's contest time. Change your profile pic. I'm just putting this out there because I actually talked to Greg today, and they're giving away two free show shirts, one free entry, and he's also going to add something else to that giveaway. And believe me, guys, you will not be disappointed. So, guys, head in, change your profile pic. Make sure you do it before Saturday at 2 o'clock is when he's going to make the announcement, and he's going to go live, and make sure that you go back to this page so he can keep track of everybody, because everybody that goes back to this page and says that they've done it, you just click done or type in done, put your name into a bowl, and he's going to pull out the name, the winner, this Saturday at 2, and you're not going to be disappointed in what you're going to be winning. I can promise you that.
Mike, you want to know something cool? On the way home tonight, you know what I saw?
What'd you see?
I saw the Goodyear blimp, and you will not believe what it said.
It said, today is a good day.
It said, Greg Miller is a pimp.
Oh.
And I mean that with all due respect, right? I mean, because he's pimping. He's big pimping, right? You know the term. So he keeps doing his thing. He's got a lot of shows, and it's just like boom, boom, boom. I just hope that something I'm going to be picking up, I just hope that I can swing with a media pass that I can get it signed by the homie Tone Loke, because I got something really, really cool that's coming. And if I can get that signed, I think I would almost be willing to put money on it. It's going to be the only Tone Loke item like that in the whole world that'll be autographed. I'll put money on that.
Well, Jay, we are OLP, so I think we might be able to swing that.
Our Lifestyle, the podcast. You know how we roll. So, hey, great stuff coming there. Now, I did want to give a couple more shout-outs here. Sparkles Detail, Tim and Tanya, Mike and I always talk about it. You know, please, if you don't order on sparklesdetail.com, make sure if you're at a show, one of the number one things that they offer is that on-site service. We're in an instant society, folks. When I was at Orange Beach Invasion, the key thing that I saw was numerous people coming up going, hey, I need the service, the full deal, and I need the wipe down all weekend. And they go, boom, we'll do it. And then they have like a per wipe down fee. So if it sprinkles a little bit or you get the dew in the morning, you know, your truck's sitting there, they got you covered. SparklesDetail.com. I know some of you guys are saying, man, I've heard enough about it. You have not. If you're at a show, do business with the homie. Buy the product. Get them to come out and service. You won't be disappointed. They're good people, right, Mike?
Yes, sir. Like we always say, support the clean team that supports the scene, and that's Sparkles Detail.
You know it. And then, Mike, there was another one of the big homies at Hammered Weekend Wear in the newest issue of All Time Low magazine, and we're going to have him on to talk about, I'm not going to reveal it here, but you see the ad. Talks a little bit about a famous shirt, famous truck, a big supporter of ours out there in Cali, and r_Carl. Dude is a hardcore mini trucker. He's always showing us love like no tomorrow. He's even posted it, but we're definitely stoked.
Hell yeah, because I can't wait to be wearing that damn shirt. That I seen that S10 in person at Forbidden Fantasy, and that thing is badass.
Yes, it is, man. It really, really is. And I couldn't be more happy for the guy. He had a post 5 days ago, and he shows us love. He's one of the first five people always to click like on a photo. He has post notifications turned on, more than likely, and I suggest everyone does that. Click on the triple dots and turn on notifications. But he had a great post the other day. He has lost numerous pounds. He said, you know, in 6 months, he did a side-by-side. And I love seeing it. I love seeing success, whether it's money you're saving or it's weight you're losing or it's trucks you're building or it's a record you're recording. Man, we just love success. So big ups to NR_Carl. We will get him on, I promise. He's on the list.
Yes, sir. And, hey, with that said, talking about our boy, Mr. Ron Perkins, this is not RJ, OJ. You know, this isn't OJ. OJ's not his. You know, whatever, all that OJ stuff.
Not OJ's.
Can't wait to see the truck.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, big shout-out to him because not only is he the main stage sponsor for Slamfest, but there's a show over his way where now he's the title sponsor for it. Did you see that, Jay?
I did see that, and you know what? It brought a smile to my face because, again, the guy keeps the pedal stomped to the floor, man.
And do you remember the name of that, Jay, that show?
Yeah, and I tell you what, Mike. So when you think of Hammered Weekend Wear, you also want to think of, and we've been talking to the homie Ruben offline about this, relaxing in the Northwest, the Awakening. And he mentioned that he's blessed to be the title sponsor. And it's a show up in Oregon. And, again, he's also the main stage sponsor at Slamfest. So it takes money to make money. It takes hustle to make hustle, however you want to spend that. I just made that up. You know what I'm saying. You got to get out there. You got to hustle. Sometimes you got to spend a little loot. But it's kind of like I saw something earlier about the Field of Dreams. There were some kids that went and vandalized the field in the Iowa, and they did donuts, and they tore it up, and now it's like $18,000 to fix it. But listen, Mike, here's what it is. If you build it, they will come. And if you build your little empire and your little business and you do and you align with the right people, it goes back to what I said about the show earlier, you don't need overkill. You just got to line up the right deals, and everything will fall in place, man.
Yes, sir. And that's the way it works, man. It's just like those promoters. They go out, they support other shows, they support the scene. People notice. People notice when you don't support the scene. People notice when you don't go to other shows. People notice when you only support your own show. So, we had one of our guys go on a thread and make a thread about this on Facebook, and then got a little backlash from it. But hey, it's the truth, man. If you are not supporting the scene and you're not supporting other shows, people are going to notice, and it's going to show at your own show. And so support the scene. That's all I can say for it.
Real deal, real deal, real deal. Holy feel. That's it, Mike. So, Mike, you know, as we kind of move ahead in the podcast, we got the homie Brian Good from Forbidden Fantasy fame. And it's not all about Brian, because he's got that team. He always tells you that FFF crew, FN Forbidden Fantasy for you guys scoring at home. And, of course, he's with Grindr-TV, so he's a friend of ours, if you will. But Mike was out at Forbidden Fantasy, and we talked a little bit about that on the last couple of shows. And with the connections that we have, we're able to bring Brian in. We've had him on twice before, if I'm scoring right. We had him on one time, a couple times. So it's good that we'll be able to bring him back in. So we got the homie, as I mentioned, Brian Good from Forbidden Fantasy. And for those that are on Instagram like we are, 24/7, 365, you want to search FFF underscore show. Of course, you've got the hashtags there, FFF Crunch, FFF Show 2018, and Forbidden Fantasy Show and Shine. Now, I love, Brian, that you guys kind of threw it out there, and you said these are the hashtags for our show as the prep, as the show's going on. So I thought that was pretty cool. How's it going, man?
It's going good, man. How are you guys doing? Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Living the dream. Now, Mike, you had a great time out there, but we wanted to kind of hear, because we heard from Mike on an episode or two ago, but Brian, what would you say like was the biggest success of the show, in your opinion, this year?
I just think the continuing showing of the quality of vehicles that are coming in there. You know, people are, last year, the people that were, that didn't have their cars there, they came, they saw it, and they were like, no, I'm having my truck here. And, you know, and so they went and got their truck done, and you just, and it's happening more and more every year. So I think that's just the biggest success right there.
Hey, Jay, I'm going to tell you, because obviously I was there, the quality is just, it's unmatched, unlike others. I mean, the quality there is unbelievable. It really is. And I mean, it's like feature truck, feature truck, feature truck, feature truck, cover truck, cover truck, feature truck, you know, it's unbelievable. And Jay, Brian, you and your crew do a fantastic job. That is one of my favorite shows. As far as what I love when I go to a show is when I can show up, the hotel is right there. The show is, I mean, you don't have to go nowhere. Everything is right there. The restaurants are right there. The hotel is right there. The casino is right there. The pool is right there. The bar is right there.
The river is right there.
The Colorado River is right there. And, of course, all those feature trucks. So, you know, I just got back from Mini Nats. So I went from East Coast, West Coast, and total different feel over on the West Coast. Not a bad thing, but, dude, it was awesome. I had a great time. Got to meet a bunch of people that, you know, I really don't ever get to see at shows. So that was great. And just, dude, those boys over on the West Coast know how to party. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I think we've kind of dubbed the show. We call it an adult truck run. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever been to like the old school 3-day river runs on the Colorado River. And they would get pretty out of control, and then everything kind of died down. Everyone got older, and now people, they enjoy their hotel rooms rather than sleeping in a tent. You know what I mean? So,
yes,
we are getting a little older. Well, listen, I didn't get the opportunity. I read the old features in trucking, but when we had the homie Richarachi on, I had to really keep it tame, because that I've heard the stories from West Coast Nationals, 98, 99. and I know you guys were, you know, keeping it really crazy back then. What I thought was,
Richarachi,
the crazy man, we got nothing but love for him. Well, one of the things I thought was interesting, I don't know, you know, what your thoughts were, but you had basically Jimmy's Rod and Customs. You had his famous Titan dually. Of course, it made the pilgrimage out to Graham's place. But then you also had Fester. I'm sure that's not an easy drive. He towed out a Chick's ride. So that had to be kind of cool seeing a couple East Coast vehicles there.
Well, Fester, he actually lives here in Phoenix. So
that's right.
Yeah,
he lives right down the road from me here, so we're about 3.5 hours away. But yeah, seeing the Titan Dually, that's my all-time favorite truck basically out there. I told Graham if he ever gets rid of it that I'm gonna have to get it from him some way or the other.
Yeah, because you love your Titans, man.
Yeah, they just treated me well, and with the Dually, it looks so good. And but yeah, seeing Thorbeck rolling, that was cool. He drove the car all the way there. That was crazy.
Yeah, I did see that, and he put the internet ablaze because was that the show where he had the S10 on the back?
Yes.
Insane.
Well, I can promise you this, Brian, and this is something I told my wife that I want to do. If and when I ever get my Tahoe done, I want to make that cross-country drive too, and I think it'd be cool as shit. She thinks I'm crazy. She tells me she's just going to buy her a plane ticket. She'll meet me there. So I got to find somebody who'll ride with. I got to find somebody who'll ride with me, but I'm definitely making that trek one of these days.
Daniel Smith.
Heading out for a bit of fantasy.
Daniel Smith. There you go. There you go. So, Brian, let me ask you this, right? When, you know, you're the guy behind the camera, we talk about it a lot with Grindr TV. So it's grindr-tv.com. How do you, you know you're the guy at the show. Do you unplug as far as the camera, or do you have the homies help? Or how do you go about your mindset of, like, surely you want to get some video, right?
Yeah, we have a video coming out of the show. I have a buddy that actually, I've been flying him out to the different shows to help me because doing the booth now and we want to get better show coverage. We want to do more. And he was actually supposed to fly out to Slam Fest. And his plane got canceled. It was kind of a rough thing there. But yeah, he was out there. He flew in. He's from Central California. His name's Chupas. He has a YouTube channel called Chupas Films. So he filmed the whole show, and he's doing the edit and everything. So that should be done next week.
Hell yeah. With that being said, Brian, man, I appreciate it. I just seen the video. We've been going, me and Jason have been going back and forth all day. So I missed it. I seen you tag me a couple times. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. It came out awesome. And I definitely appreciate what you do for Slamfest. Not just for Slamfest, but I don't know if you're told enough, but I mean, I know you throw your show and you're at a show pretty much every weekend. You know, just appreciate what you do. I know you do this for a job as well, but I definitely appreciate what you do for the scene and putting in all the miles that you put in, man. And definitely appreciate everything that you do.
Hey, man, no problem. I appreciate what you guys do as well. And I apologize for that video being a little bit like 6 months late.
Hey, man, you're juggling a lot. I tell Mike all the time, man, Brian, I got your back. I go, man, you got to lay off, Mike. I said, look, you're the tough guy. We know it. But, dude, come on. Let's be real. You're not really the mafia, are you, man? He's like, nah, man, I just got to lay down the hammer, you know?
I was waiting every day. Mike called me. Hey, man, I seen the LST video. Where's the Slamfest video?
Oh,
hey,
boy.
See that Orange Beach video? Where's the Slamfest video?
He's straight putting them right. He's putting them right into the spam folder. He's like, oh, that number, that's I'm just kidding.
Hey, I was the one that kept putting those damn thumbs down on your YouTube channel on those other videos. Yeah, go reverse that now. I got to go back and reverse. Exactly.
Yeah, so episode 61, we were able to align with the homies over at Avair, and we kind of asked for a little bit of their insight. I noticed that they were ramping up the video. They're talking to the end consumer out there. Thought it was a great idea. I mean, video is where it's at. Brian, you've been doing it for years. How tight is that partnership? Do you continue to see it to grow there? Because it seemed like they had a great opportunity to showcase the products there.
Yeah, as far as Avair, we're talking about doing they want to do a contract. So we're just working out some details. And so we possibly might have a 3-year contract with them, as long as you know, like I said, we're just hammering out a couple details. But yeah, I mean, it's really good. We've never had a sponsor. We did the show for 19 years, just us presenting it. We never did anything like that. But moving over to the Avi, we felt a presenting sponsor. We just kind of wanted to work with someone and do something different since the show was completely. So but yeah, it's been a good relationship, and yeah, them doing videos is really cool. Something that all companies need to be doing.
Yeah, I agree. Now, when they kind of reinforced it to me, of course, because I got a little twisted there with they had announced the product and they had it at SEMA and some people, you know, you had the opportunity, but this was like the first opportunity that people, like, they had the production right there. So I just think that, you know, being a consumer and knowing that it's a second gen compressor after all those years, I thought it was really cool that they could showcase it in Laughlin at a really, really high end mini truck show.
Yeah, I thought, for a big company like that to do that at a truck show itself is really, you know what I mean? It felt really good. Like, oh, you know, they debuted them at SEMA and then they showed the actual working in product and started taking orders at the Forbidden show. So it's like, that's definitely a feel good right there.
Hell yeah. So what are you thinking, Mike? Any other questions for Brian before, of course, we got Brian on. I got to ask him a couple more questions about Grinder, but just wanted to see if you wanted to bring up anything else before I ask Brian if he has anything else to share.
No, the one thing that I got to ask is do we have dates already for next year or can we share those or is it one of those secrets? Is it one of those secrets so we can get those rooms locked in first? Let us know.
So I know the dates. We already have them. We already have them, but the reason we don't announce the dates right afterwards is because people will start booking rooms.
Yeah.
And what that does is naturally drive the price of the rooms up. So how hotels work, for people that don't know, Da'Avi has 450 rooms. So say the rooms are $100 a night, but those room prices go up as the hotel fills up. So the first 100 rooms will be $100 each. Then it starts going up and up and up. So what they allow us to do is block out 300 and some odd rooms at one price, so prices don't go up for everybody. And so what they're trying to figure out right now, they're revamping that entire hotel, redoing all the rooms. I mean, it's been the hotel's not bad, but it's been there for a while, so it's a little aging, so it's going to be kind of nice. So they're going to revamp, they're going to give us all of our prices and all that good stuff, and once we have that, then we'll announce the dates, usually around June or July.
Good deal, because I can tell you right now, as soon as those dates get announced, Airhead Nation, you better get your ass in damn room. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck at some damn shitty-ass hotel down the road, and you're not going to be there a part of it all. Because I can tell you, me and Graham and Shannon rolled in at 4:30 in the morning, and those fools were still in there drinking and partying in the damn casino. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I always wondered how they got up so early, but the thing I have to remember is they just don't go to bed, man. That's how they party on the West Coast.
That's exactly what they told us.
Yeah, the good thing about it is it's 24 hours, so you've got – they never shut the bars down. There's always a bar open. You can drink. You can take your coolers, your ice chest down to the beach there. You can – you know what I mean? It's pretty much open season there. You can even buy fireworks in the gas station right there in the parking lot and take them over to the – there's another little campground on the other side of the show, and they let you launch as many fireworks and the big ones, you know what I mean? So you can buy the fireworks, go over there, launch them.
Nice.
Well, I know Brian's not going to want to hear this. You know how Mike does, like doing it in the dark, and it's like the prelude, and it's like the little – we almost need Brian and the whole Forbidden crew to like do like a mini show too. But I know that's wishful thinking. You guys have your hands full.
Well, yeah. I mean, another big reason that we moved the show to the Avi, to Laughlin, and the way that it is now is it's just as much for our club as it is for everybody else. And I mean, that might sound a little bad or whatever, but the show at Paris was just working us too hard, and we had members that were wanting to leave. It just wasn't fun. So, you know, we were like, hey, we're going to make this fun for us and fun for everybody else, or we're just not going to do it anymore. So
yeah, Brian, with that being said, you brought up your club, man, and I got to meet a lot of those guys and girls. Tell us a little bit about the club. And tell us, I know there's a whole bunch of different chapters from all over the place. Tell us a little bit about that.
It started in SoCal by a guy named Todd Ramberg in 93, and then I got in 95 and basically became president in 98.
Okay, so, that's a good question. I didn't realize that.
So I mean, that
I didn't realize for some reason I never put two and two together that it was started in that year. I think you said 93, right? And then a few years later, you became president. Like 5 years later, I never knew that.
Yeah, the founder was, like I said, his name was Todd Ramberg. He passed away a few years ago.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so every year, like we're in our 25th and 25th year now, and we're doing a big party this year, or actually next year. And you know, his family will come out and all that good stuff. So his brother was in the club. Yeah, there's a ton of history there. We just, you know,
Yeah, you keep it going. And at SEMA, the pre-party that you guys threw a few years ago, you talked a little bit about, you know, you had a number in your head years ago, like how many times you wanted to do it, and now you're kind of getting past what that 20th year has already passed, right? How do you have your number? Like, are you thinking now, like, are you going to want an Indiana Jones and ride out in the sunset at 25 or 30, or you're just going to keep it going because people keep supporting it?
We're
going
to keep it going as long as it's fun. If the thing that made it not fun at Paris was the rules. So you couldn't bring your ice chest in. The food was expensive. It searched your car. There was like all this stuff, right? So the Avi is pretty much, it's not a free for all, but they allow way more, like they just, it's just nicer there. So we'll do it as long as we can enjoy it. If it starts becoming stressful and they start to implement a bunch of rules, then we just won't do it. You know, we'll just figure
something. Well, from what I seen, Brian, it looked like you, your guys looked like everybody was having a damn good time, because I know I had a good time. And dude, that pool party that was out there, dude, those guys were all having a good time. And everybody there, as far as the staff with the Avi, seemed like they were real cool, calm, and just everybody was having a good time. I didn't see no issues, no problems. And I don't know if you did have any problems, but, you know, it looked like everybody was having a damn good time. And especially that pool party was popping, brother.
Yeah, they got that bar out there at the pool, and the pool's huge. It's really cool. But yeah, there was no problems. We had a post meeting last week. We drove back out to Laughlin, and there are no issues. So it's their favorite event of the year. So as long as people basically don't fight or destroy anything, then we're good to go.
And we're old mini truckers now, so that shit don't happen. But one of my favorite quotes from when Borat does the Sacha Baron Cohen, the Ali G, and he asked the DEA agent, he has all the illegal drugs on the table. And the guy just explained like the hardest drug you've ever heard. And he goes, let me get this right. So far, everything is legal. And the guy's like, no, it's illegal. So it sounds like everything was legal, Brian.
Everything was good as far as I saw.
Yeah, that's good shit. I did want to give a shout out because I don't feel like I do enough to shout out. She's been on a couple times. She's the homegirl, you know, the kind of like your right hand in the club, Holly FFF Brewski on Instagram, or excuse me, it's FFFH Brewski, Brewski. You got the homegirl. I know she's always in the mix and she's a big help as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We're pretty fortunate. We have a lot of good females in the club, which is, it's pretty rare. And I'm not saying that all females are this or this or that, but we've got a lot of helpful people in the club, and Holly's definitely one of them. Erica. I was about to say, Erica worked her ass off that weekend. That's for damn sure. And props to her for getting her car, you know, getting her truck out there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They busted ass on that thing. So, I mean, yeah, we basically, it's a voluntary show. So we don't, the members, it's not mandatory. You don't have to work the show. It's just, if you want to do it, you do. If you don't, you don't. And, you know, Erica and Patty and Danny and, you know, just they all step up and everyone gets it done.
Now, Brian, I mean, I don't want to give, you know, I'm not into this giving advice thing. I don't want to be everyone's life coach, but you almost got to do it like Mike. Like for the word on the street is like Mike's got like a whip. And he's got like lunch, but like you can only eat or drink if you've went out and judged enough vehicles. I mean, you really got to hammer down on these guys, man. I'm just messing with y'all.
Yeah, we you only get your staff, your free staff shirt if you work.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, wow, FFF_show on Instagram. It's always good pulling up with Brian because I tell you, he's got the history, he's got the passion. I know years ago you guys even gave away a truck at a show, and you've really kind of done a lot of different things. Do you think the world we live in with social media, do you foresee like shows going down the tube, or is it going to be like promoters like you or like clubs like you, like yourselves, where you just keep coming up with innovative things like with the Avi and stuff to keep this thing going?
I think it's going to get better. There was a time when there was like a transition period from the 3-day runs and the big party things where things kind of died out. And now for the last, I don't know, 5-6 years, it's just been ramping back up. I mean, if you look at Mini Nats that just happened, that show looked amazing. Slam Fest, look at LST. It's the, you know, it's all over TV. And these are mini truck guys throwing this stuff, you know? So yeah, I think it's just going to get better. You know what I mean? It's just going to get better as long as people go into the shows. And I think more people now, because our mini truck guys and
we've kind of gotten older, and our kids, like, not my kids, but I don't have any kids, but a lot of people's kids are older now. They're able to go with them. And so, yeah, I definitely think it's that aspect of social media is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, good shit. So, Mike, do you have any other questions for FFF before I kind of just ask a couple on Grindr?
Well, Mr. Good, all I can say is I know I've seen quite a few Florida guys that were out there at the show this year, and I can promise you that that's only going to continue to grow. The East Coast guys coming over there to that West Coast, because, dude, it is a killer show. You guys do an awesome job, and I just loved it. It reminded me of Show Fest when it was at Tunica, where you just show up and you're there until you leave. You don't have to go anywhere. And yep. you guys did a great job, and I just look forward to it. It's going to be one of those shows that going forward that we don't miss, and we continue to support and go to.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, Brian, you know, we don't want to take up a lot of your time, but, you know, we would be, I always say this wrong, remiss, I think is the word, if we didn't ask you about Grindr-TV. For anyone that doesn't know, and if you've been living under the rock, you can go to grindr-tv.com. One thing I wanted to ask was this. We've seen an explosion of videos, of content and things like that. And I've seen a lot of, you know, these videos, like a lot of guys are using the same technique, right? And yeah. We've seen the explosion of the drones and stuff. But I still, I'll be honest with you, man. I watch the video content you put out in terms of these automobile, you know, the trucks and everything, and I really do get goosebumps, man, because it's a selection of the music. Sometimes it goes in a little slow-mo. I forget how many frames a second. But how do you keep coming up with innovative ways to kind of try to stay ahead of the competition?
I have no idea.
I love the honesty.
I think the when you see other people doing good, it just makes you do better. So if you start to get lazy, people are going to notice it. You know, I got lazy for a while there, and some of my friends noticed it, you know, so I had to kind of try to step my game up, and that's what we're trying to do this year. I don't know, you know, with the LST video kind of shows everyone the direction we're going. It's going to be a lot more interaction with the people, and the vendors and the show promoters and the people there, and just the stuff like that. So, but yeah, I just think, everyone pushing each other
to the next level.
There's so many people out there doing videos. It's not easy to do videos, but it's more accessible than ever. You know, you can go buy a $500 camera that shoots 4K and, you know, throw it to some really good music and then boom, you know, you have a video.
I know.
Well, I try to tell people this all the time, that Brian, I don't care what anybody says, what anybody does, you are definitely the best in the business, and I ain't mad at you because it took you 6 months to get my video out. I'm going to continue to have you come out to Slamfest because you by far exceed every expectation when you put out these videos. So I'm just glad that you are a part of Slamfest and that you are coming out to the show, because everybody looks forward to seeing you. And everybody looks forward to seeing if their truck or their car made it into the video. So you just keep doing what you're doing, brother, because you're killing it. And dude, the new shirts and hats and everything that you're coming out with, you're killing it, man. So just keep doing your thing.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
Yeah, and here's my other question that I have is, by any means, I mean, I'm not a video guy. Like, I like to take some videos and stitch them together, and they're very basic. But the thing that gets me, like, my buddy John, he's really good. Like, he loves editing. There's like a patience factor, isn't there? Because, like, I think, like, okay, you take all this video, and then you get back to your place, and, like, you upload it all, right? What's the thought process to even get started on a project that, even if it's a 10 or 15 or 20 minute video, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's the way, like, my workflow is, I don't have a plan. So I just go and I film as much as I can. And if there's some cool people around that are good on camera, then I'll get them on video. If not, you know, not everyone's good on video. So sometimes I won't do that. So, I was having equipment problems, like an OBI. I didn't balance my gimbal right. So if you notice, some of the shots are shaky. So, but I never go into it with a plan. But once I get home, depending on the amount of footage that I have and the vibe of the the show dictates the song. So if I'm looking for, if I didn't get a lot of footage, the song is going to be slower. If I got a lot of footage, the song is going to be faster. The song is really kind of what sets the mood. You know what I mean? Because so if you don't have you, and there's good songs and there's and good videos, but sometimes they don't mesh well. So you have to find the right song, create the mood of the video. It's just it's more important than anything, because you're trying to tell a story, and if you don't tell the story properly, it confuses people and it just bores people.
Well, and you'll see the click. You know, there won't be as many clicks and things, and you know, as far as the views, what I noticed was when you do select really good songs, and we talked one time, and you go, "Yeah, I had that song in the back of my head for like a year that I knew that I was going to use it." And I forget if it was, I think it was the song Gold. And I forget if you used it with one of the Australia videos, but it was a song that I hadn't heard. And I find myself using Shazam or, you know, going, "Hey Siri, what song is this?" That type of deal, right? And
yeah,
boom. And here I am. I add it to a playlist, you know, that maybe I'm in the gym or something. I really think it's cool. Now, can you explain this real quick? I, with the podcast and with some of my buddies, we've ran into, you know, you upload something, you immediately get shot down, or it says, "Hey, your video is cool, but you're not going to make any money on it because you're using copyrighted material." I'm just curious, and others out there may be, how does it work when you pick a song? Are you pretty much going, "Look, I'm not going to," because I don't know the money involved, but are you pretty much going, "Hey, I'm going to put this song and I know that I'm getting zero royalties from this video"?
So there's a few ways to do it. If I find a song and I go, this song is it. This is the one I want to use. I just create a black video and I upload the black video with that song on YouTube, and you know instantly what their decision is. If it's copyrighted, if it's not copyrighted, okay, so you can make revenue from it. So there's, you can also share revenue. So if you're a music producer, if you make music, you can opt to share revenue with the video producer as well. So
I see
some of the videos.
There's
different. Some just shut you down. You try to if you try to put Metallica on a YouTube video, you're not. The video's done.
Done. Gone. Yeah, and then you're like, "Fuck." So yeah. So you're doing the legwork ahead of time. So that was kind of my okay. Boom. I gotcha.
Yeah. And then there's also websites. There's a website called Audio Jungle, and that's people upload their music on it, and you buy music. So I'll buy a 2 or 3 minute beat for like $20. And now I have commercial rights to that beat. So, like, all the music in the LST video, I bought.
Got it. Okay. Like the,
so, there's, and then the Auto Revolution video with that Tre 5 truck that I did.
Yep.
That was all purchased music. There's like $500 of purchased music in that video.
Wow. See, so like, I love that you're saying that, because a lot of people don't even realize, like, you're, I don't want to say it like this, but you're almost like behind the game in terms of the money piece, and then you put it out there, and it's taken weeks or months potentially to start making.
Yeah, and that's part of the patience factor too, is because people, they think, "Oh yeah, you can make money on YouTube. I'm going to upload these videos and get a bunch of views and make money." I've been now on YouTube for 8 years, and it's not that much money.
Gotcha.
So
yeah,
you know, it's just.
If you're not playing video games and you're recording yourself with these stupid things, like my son watches, he knows more about the Super Mario Brothers, the first one, than I do. I knew everything about the game. He goes, "No, I watched Son of a Glitch." I go, "Wait, what did you say?" No, he's like, "Son of a Glitch." I'm like, "Who the fuck's that?" He goes, "Oh, he's got 30 million followers." I'm like, "What? What?
Yeah, they film themselves playing video games. Then they make tons of money.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't get it, but. You know, when you go on Grindr-TV.com, you're going to see at the bottom, he's got several of kind of his key folks he works with. You got LST, you got Scraping the Coast. You even got the homie. If you click, it takes you, if you click Custom Life, it'll take you to BSTClothing.com. And, you know, he's also got a YouTube channel. So I think it's good that you continue to support the scene in other ways that people don't always realize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, without the scene, then I'd have to get a real job.
I know, you're like, "Damn, I ain't doing that." But well, listen, man, I mean, this episode's going to wrap around an hour and 30. We had the opportunity to bring on Jason from Mini Truck and Nats, and we had promised and we wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about Forbidden. But Brian, before we let you go, was there anything else that you wanted to share with the Airhead Nation, homie?
No, I just appreciate everyone's support, you know what I mean, with the videos, with the show, and everyone's always like, giving me high fives, and It's awesome. So yeah, I just appreciate everything. Appreciate what you guys are doing and all that good stuff.
Hell
well, Brian,
yeah.
With that being said, man, I know you're going to be leaving here soon for Battle in Bama. So definitely drive safe and we'll see you soon.
So I leave in, what time is it now?
10:20
yeah,
Eastern.
7:10:20 Yeah, I leave at 3 a.m. Pacific time.
Damn. Hey, so last question. You mentioned Auto Revolution, and they're on Instagram all together. I know there's another homie, I think Jason, that's kind of behind that as well. Just wanted to clarify, like, you kind of help, you know, you help those guys too.
Yeah, so that's Jason Mulligan. He used to be the editor of Street Trucks, and now him and this guy by the name of Marcel, they started Auto Revolution, and it's on Amazon Prime or Amazon TV, and it's also on YouTube. So, we all help each other, like, I filmed a few videos for them out here, like some a drag race video and that one for with Trey Five and we just kind of all help each other out.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, again, man, hey, thank you for taking the time. You got to check out the homie Brian Good. It's Goude on Facebook or of course on Instagram, Grindr TV or Forbidden Fantasy Show, FFF Show. All right, man. We appreciate you, man. We out. Yeah, Brian. We'll talk to you soon, bro.
I got to see you.
So, Mike, hey, it was a great show. I know you've been up even longer than I have. It's so awesome that we can pick up the phone and call the homies east to west coast. I love that tie-in earlier that you had. And I just want to say, hey, Mike, I appreciate you. Appreciate what you do. We always say that, but we mean it. And I just want to say, man, I hope you have a great night. Anything else you wanted to share?
Hey, Jay, the only thing I got left for you, man, is Airhead Nation. We out.
We got you. Peace. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll talk soon. Bye. Discover.